The Womanity Project. Let's talk about gender. Genders. Gender? Gender equality. Hello everyone and welcome to the Womanity Project live. I'm Aurélie Harp.
I'm Geraldine Pearson and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
It's raining, it's snowing, when is winter ending? I'm sure I'm not the only one desperately waiting for spring to come. And I'm sure I'm not the only one desperately willing to wake up and find America great again, meaning not with the current administration. Thankfully, we have the Womanity Project, 30 minutes in your week when you can take a break, reflect, and be part of a conversation.
And today, we're chatting with musician, singer, actress, model, former radio host, and activist Rachel Trachtenberg.
I have the great pleasure to know Rachel's father, the genius musician, playwright, and radio host of Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg on Sundays at 4 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn. You've listening to the Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are with Rachel Trachtenberg. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, of course. I've become a big fan of the show overnight, practically. And I'm very happy to be here.
So, Rachel, I read Wikipedia.
Yes.
And I was really, really amazed by the flourishing, active career you've already been having. If you don't mind saying, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Wow. Okay. So just for the audience, Rachel was the drummer and backup vocalist of the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players, the lead singer of the band Super Cute. Rachel is also, as we said, a model, and she signed with Elite Model Management, a radio talk show host for Gary Knoll's Progressive Radio Network. Rachel is an actress?
I do some acting, yes.
So you appeared on indie movies Happy Birthday in 2004, Ruchiki in 2011, Exteriors in 2014, as well in a television pilot for an unaired children TV show. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is like my whole Wikipedia page.
Yeah, right.
I grew up in a family band. I started playing drums when I was 6 years old, and we were living in Seattle at the time. And throughout that experience, we did a lot of touring and would go to the Fringe Festival, which is in Scotland, in Edinburgh. We did the Fringe Festival many times, and the kids show that you were just asking about started out as a live theater performance for families, and then we did a TV pilot for it as well. So it's kind of all just evolved into different creative projects throughout the many years.
Well, Rachel, I was going to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself, so where you're from, which you've just told us, from Seattle, but
yes.
A little bit about your family and what brought you to activism.
I was born in Seattle, and my family moved to New York for music purposes when I was 9 years old, and that was definitely a big culture shock for sure, going from a small, not a small city, but at least we had houses and trees and stuff, to going to subways and loud noises and just everything being open 24/7, a totally different environment and feel. And meeting lots of different musicians and artists and stuff when we moved here was definitely a big inspiration, and probably many people who have radio shows on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, just through living in New York, you become more active in politics, I feel like, naturally, just by City Hall being right there and knowing that you can go and testify and go to protests. So I guess that's pretty much how I got involved in activism, was just through my family and through the art scene, and feeling like as a musician, you have to have a voice as well and have a message with your art and not let it just stop there, but feel like you can go further with it.
Could you define for us what is your voice? What do you think your voice today is?
I feel like mostly it comes through my music, which I'm releasing an EP in May, which has songs on it about, I don't know if either of you have watched the documentary Blackfish. It's on Netflix still. That movie really inspired me to write a song. It's about SeaWorld and all the awful things that happened there, and just kind of follows how they capture the whales and how intelligent these creatures are, and just how awful they treat them. So yeah, I feel like through music right now is mostly where I have my voice.
And so you would say you're more an environmentalist?
In a way, yeah. I just feel like animals don't have a voice, as simple as that is. And it's getting easier and easier to make steps through day-to-day actions to prevent suffering and to prevent torture that happens to them in so many different ways. So that's where I focus most of my quote-unquote activism lately.
As you know, this show is called Womanity, so we are focusing more on genders and gender identity. When I say feminism, what comes to your mind?
I've been thinking about that question a lot lately. I don't know. I mean, I think acceptance, I think knowledge, power, listening. I don't know. I feel like learning. It's just a lot of things. Like, I can't describe feminism, really, which I feel like that's, maybe that's my own fault, but in the same way, I feel like that makes it powerful in a way. During the last, like, Day Without a Woman, which was last week, I did a post just saying, like, always remember that we take so much from female animals, and the female animals are the ones that suffer the most in the factory farm industry, whether it's chickens or cows and being milked for so long and then still being sent off to slaughter. So that's something that I tried to focus on in the last Women's Day, and just remembering that, of how we do take so much from women and not just humankind.
Yeah, we're milking
every female little species. Inch we can.
You're a feminist?
Yes.
Have you always felt this way? Or is it something you are more and more aware of?
I feel like it's something that I probably just grew up always knowing. I don't know. I guess I just, this may be silly, but I realized recently that not all women are feminists. And I feel like just as a woman, you have to be a feminist. By being this gender, you have to be a feminist. That's just always how I've thought, and that's probably through the way I've grown up and my mother. But yeah, I was watching a live stream of this, like, young, very, very famous actress right now. She's 13, and in one of the comments, someone was like, "Oh, are you a feminist?" And she's like, "Oh," asking her older sister, like, "What does that mean? What's a feminist?" And the older sister was like, "Oh, don't worry, it's just like girl power. Like, we don't like to get too political." And I was so taken aback by that. I was like, wait, so this is an actress that's, like, very, very well known right now and very cool and, like, doing all this fun stuff and in a huge TV show that everyone loves. And yet, I mean, she's 13. She's English. Like, I feel like when I was 13, I knew what feminism meant in a sense of just in my stomach of just being like, that's being empowered. That's being proud. That's, like, sticking up for what's right and what's equal. That's all, really. Like, that's what it boils down to. And her not knowing what it means, and then it just being like, oh, it's girl power. How awful is that? Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't know. So I guess more and more recently, I'm thinking about how it isn't just built in everyone as a woman to be a feminist.
And you said before you were raised this way. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, my mom, both of my parents are very creative and very artistic. And I was just raised in an environment to always be making something, to always be creating something. And whether it's cooking or sewing or painting or doing anything. So I feel like that's the same mindset of just always be thinking and always be learning and always be questioning as well. I think it was a physical thing of like, here's all your art supplies, like, just do something, like, here's some cardboard, make something with it. Like, it's always just like, okay, what are you doing right now? Okay, well, why aren't you doing something? Like, it was never just like sitting around.
And do you remember maybe one of the first memory of you creating something and creating your voice?
Kind of. When I was younger, when I was, like, really little, I remember writing songs with my dad about, like, washing dishes and stuff. So it started really early. But, yeah, I don't know, as far as, like, artistic stuff. I always used to really love to paint when I was little. And I went to a really cool creative school where we were always encouraged to be doing stuff like that. So it just kind of started early on.
Supposed to inspire.
You are listening to the Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn. We've been talking with musician, model, actress, and activist Rachel Trachtenberg. And it's now time to take the Womanity Project questionnaire. Are you game?
I'm game.
So, Rachel, what gender do you identify with?
Female.
And what are the attributes you give to that gender?
It's a hard question. I guess just acceptance and love. I don't know. I feel like recently I'm realizing how happy I am to be a woman and how I do very much identify with that. And yeah, just being accepting of other women. I feel like that's what more women need to do. So that's what I would like to add.
If you remember one day when you were particularly happy or proud to be a woman. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I feel, I mean, this is cheesy, but I feel like every day I wake up and I'm proud to be a woman. And every night when I go to bed, I'm proud. So, and I would like to thank that for my mother for just putting that in me and feeling that women have so much power in the world and that we literally create life itself. So I think that's empowering. Whether you choose to do that or not.
You said recently you feel more and more this way. Is it something conscious?
I think just with the day and age of everything that's happening, I feel like I'm just thinking more about stuff and how people at such high levels in politics can say things so simple but that can hurt so much. And you really just think about how you identify and especially with the recent bathroom bill that's being passed and just really putting myself in other people's shoes and that kind of thing.
You're referring to North Carolina?
Yes.
Where transgender could not really choose to go to the bathroom of their own gender, but had to go to the bathroom of the gender of
birth.
Of birth, thank you. And it was a whole polemic resonating in the country. How did you react during the whole campaign and all the things about the attacks on women?
I feel like I'm very fortunate to be an artist and to live in a world where I don't think about the minimum wage and that kind of things. Like I work freelance. So a lot of these issues that got brought up in the campaign don't affect me day to day. So it was good to be hearing like, oh, equal pay and things that like are very, very real. And I couldn't believe it when he finally got elected. I just didn't think it could actually happen. So I feel like for me, I was shocked more than anything. And I know a lot of people are like, no, of course, like some people expected this or just look at the state of the US and like really it's not just like this little bubble that we think we live in and whatever. But I was honestly shocked. But since then, I feel like in a lot of ways it needed to happen to bring out voices and for especially people in my generation to be more aware. And I have a lot of friends who are going to protest for the first time, and I think that's really cool. And in ways, it's like, okay, yes, what are you doing tomorrow, though, that's actually going to make a difference? But I think be grateful for what's happening now and that it is opening a lot of people's minds and getting people active to a certain extent. So I think if Hillary would have gotten elected, none of this would have happened. So, and a lot of awful stuff would have still happened with her administration. So it's kind of like, I don't know, see the bright side of this crazy, awful situation.
Was there a day when you felt limited by being a woman?
No. And I think I'm very lucky in that sense and very fortunate. I don't ever feel that way. Personally.
That's amazing.
I mean, you get moments where you get put down and stuff, but I think that's just being a person of like being discouraged for doing something or anything like that. But or being in a very male dominated industry, which is basically every industry, but I'm referring to the music industry in particular, but there's never been a day where I felt like, oh, I'm not achieving something or I'm being held back because of my gender. But I'm 23, so.
Do you think you feel this way because of the way you were raised?
Maybe. I mean, it could be how I look at situations of if something were to happen where I feel like in that sense that I am being held back, that I just move on and I'm like, okay, well, that person's an idiot, so it doesn't matter. But I don't know.
And I have one more question. Were you raised with talk about gender in your family? Do you have a brother or a sister?
No, I'm an only child.
So you never heard your parents say, because you're a woman, you can't do that, or you don't do this, or you shouldn't?
No, I think the only thing that like always stuck to me is in New York, when you get to a certain age, you get to start going out on your own and taking the train on your own and that kind of stuff. And I think because I was a young teenage girl, I didn't get to do as much of that because my parents were afraid of me getting hurt. So in that sense, yeah, but that I feel like it's also part of living in New York City and just like you don't want your 13-year-old girl just leaving the house. I grew up in the East Village and I was able to like do my own thing with my friends and stuff. And then I think I was 14 when we moved to Bushwick, and that's definitely when it was like, okay, like you need to be with us more often and not just like have as many freedoms.
You are as well in the model industry. Mm-hmm. The cliche of this industry is to be very sexist. Is it something you observe on other people or for yourself?
Yeah, of course. I think the modeling industry can be very sexist. I think any industry can be very sexist. But what does that really mean? I don't know. I feel like in ways we're very used to being talked down to as a young woman or just like things that maybe I'm not even aware of. But it's never to the point where it's like debilitating. I think that in a lot of ways the modeling industry can be empowering for young girls because it's giving them an opportunity to make a living and to just do something without having to have like a full education or like whatever, like diploma or just a piece of paper. Like you can just do it because you're empowered. One, you're beautiful, yes, but it also takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of dedication and it can build a lot of bridges for people to do a lot of amazing things from there. And I think more and more, especially the fashion industry itself is changing where brands are looking for more personality types and individuality stuff. And so I get booked on a lot of things just because I'm a musician or just because I'm myself, basically. So I think that maybe in the past it was worse, but I think it is changing in a positive direction where designers are looking for cool people that have something to say.
Regarding that industry, what do you think about the lack of equal pay in that industry? It's the only industry where men are being paid less than women. Male model are not being paid equal
pay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Women. Oh, not at all. Way less.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
For the same job,
yeah,
and being treated the same way, very often poorly as objects,
yeah,
or objectify like mm-hmm. women can be sometimes.
Yeah.
They're not paid the same.
I didn't know that either. Oh, wow.
They make way less money than women. It's the only job. Because I think it might be shifting slowly, but I think it's because they didn't bring in as much money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, yeah, I've never thought about that, nor did I even know that.
Me neither.
Talk to them next time. Talk to them.
So,
how much are you making today?
So.
Who was your strongest female influence?
I would say my mom is my number one. I love her more than anything, and she's a very strong person, and she's probably my number one influence, just creatively and overall. She puts a lot of love out into the universe, which I find empowering.
And
I like Letitia James. She was, I haven't touched base with that, but she's a local politician, and I feel like whenever I've seen her like speak or do press conferences, I always think she's really badass.
Who would you like to say thank you to?
I think anyone who's ever been friends with me. I know it's just someone like anyone who I've ever considered a best friend, I'd like to say thank you to, because I really look up to a lot of my female friends and get a lot of just like respect and support from them.
And regarding the way genders are treated in our society, is there anything you think should change?
I think it should just be equal. And I don't think that should be a question of that it's not. I know that's a lot of things in a lot of different areas, but that's just kind of how I feel. It shouldn't be a question. Like, we should just be treated equally.
And what about in your life? Is there anything regarding genders that you'd like to change, not necessarily about you, but about people around you?
I don't know how to, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. No, but maybe that means you live in an environment when you do not see that.
Yeah, maybe.
If you could help or say something to someone who is not in the same situation, when you feel that there is some inequality or injustice, is there anything you would say or do?
Just really learn to love yourself. I think that's the most important thing. And I think we would be in so much less just worldwide war if people were able to do that. And I think that's like really what it boils down to, is being to accept yourself and love yourself first, because I feel like that's where most hate and judgment comes from, is not really understanding yourself first. Not to say that it's to those people, but yeah, just love yourself.
Do you feel like for you it was something completely natural, or?
I think I was just raised that way, of that, like, you accept everyone around you for who they are, and that's it.
And that will be my last question. What is your next project?
Right now, I just finished artwork for my cassette release, so I'm really proud of that. I do embroidery artwork. So I've been focusing on music a lot lately and just working on that and just releasing and writing songs and stuff.
And are you still in a band or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in a band called Wooing.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's my new project. Nothing's online yet. And everything will be released this May. So I've just been like building up towards that. And it's really fun. It's like psychedelic garage rock. It's me and two other friends.
Are there people that you played in the past, or are they new?
Yeah. I have a female drummer. Her name's Rosie. She's so, so talented and so incredible. And then my friend JR plays guitar, and I met him through the music scene. So even that, like just being in a band with a girl drummer is like, you just get treated differently in a way. I feel like when you get to venues and she's like lugging in her gear and knows how to do everything and is like super straightforward and extremely professional and so, so, so talented. Like, I get chills just from that, of like, okay, here we are. We're musicians. Like, we don't need your help. Like, you can step aside. So I've always been in bands with girls, and I feel like since this band, it's kind of like it's a new chapter in my life, so I just look at it differently.
Well, thank you very, very much. Geraldine, do you have any question? Or
I have tons of questions, but I'll probably take them off air and continue my conversation with you after this.
Come on, give one more.
I wanted to know, did you go to high school in New York, and where did you go, and did you go to college?
I didn't go to college, and I was homeschooled throughout high school.
Thank you.
Wow.
Your
parents did an amazing job. You're very very mature girl.
And happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and very well balanced. And there's two things that come out of what I heard from you is aware, that you say a lot. I think you're extremely aware, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
Because we like this, and love. And I think it's the base for everything in life. And if there's no love, there's no life. So you have those two things around you. great person.
Yeah. And as well, it feels good to hear that that somebody from the next generation is this way.
Yes, yes. You will be the model for our kids who are much younger than you. And hopefully they'll definitely look up to you, and
that's
you will lead
sweet.
Them in the right direction.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Yay!
And save the planet.
Yes. Yay.
You've been listening to The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can like us and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Womanity Project. You can support us and sponsor us on our page, radiofreebrooklyn.com/thewomanityproject. We don't have any advertising. We really rely on people's support. So yay to that. Every dollar counts. Thank you very much, Rachel Trachtenberg, Jason, her father, because he put us in liaison, Geraldine Pearson for being here and supporting me, because as I told her, it's always more fun when we have lots of people in the studio. Lizzie Axtett, who composed our music, and of course, Radio Free Brooklyn. Tune in next week, The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Au revoir tout le monde.
Au revoir, à la semaine prochaine.
Bye.
Is there a power song that you listen to? It can be one of yours or another artist. where you listen to the song and it makes you feel strong or happy or great?
There's a lot of songs. I feel like recently I've been listening to a lot of Lauryn Hill, which I listened to her when I was younger a lot.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired. Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? Now tell me your philosophy on exactly what an artist should be. Should they be someone with prosperity and no concept of reality? Now who you know without any flow?
Who you know without any flow?
That lives above a spiritual law.
That lives above a spiritual law.
And does anything they feel just because?
Running red lights with my 10,000 chariots. Jesus Christ was a superstar. The stupid star, they hail you, they nail you. No matter who you are, they'll make you now, take you down, and make you face it. If you slip the bag open, put your pinky in it to taste it.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop.
Music is supposed to inspire.